Discover Masca, the hidden gem of Tenerife. The island of Tenerife stands out for its deep valleys and imposing mountains, but above all for connecting the sea and the summit in just half an hour. One of its most iconic corners sits hidden in the shade of the lush slopes of the Teno Rural Park. Masca is the jewel in the crown, an incomparable territory where nature prevails. The mountain village, considered one of the most beautiful in Tenerife, stands as a watchtower from which you can admire the vastness of the ravines and the Atlantic horizon. Join us on a journey to Mascara. Masca Viewpoint, a privileged setting. Masca is perfect for those who want to discover the most rural and unspoiled side of Tenerife. Its traditional buildings embrace the slopes of the imposing mountains of the Teno Massif and, together with the hospitality of the residents, guarantee a satisfactory experience for the most adventurous. From the Masca viewpoint, you can enjoy some panoramic views that will simply take your breath away, as you can appreciate the uniqueness of the landscape, and on clear days it provides an incredible view of La Palma Island. In Masca itself, the historic buildings offer a fascinating insight into the village's past, as well as the undeniable influence of the Guanches. Houses built with volcanic sand, stone or mud survive as a true reflection of Canary Island architecture despite the Spanish conquest. A combination of nature and history. Arriving at the Plaza de Masca, the most characteristic element of the area is the Ficus microcarpa, also known as Indian laurel, which provides shade and protection to La Inmaculada Concepción Hermitage. The building dates back to the 18th century. In fact, its facade is a faithful reflection of traditional old Canary Island architecture. The volcanic stones and pine wood attract the most curious to the interior of the 200-year-old construction. But it is not the only example of the mimeses of the village with nature, which we also find at the Ethnographic Museum of Masca, located in the old Guanches school. The exhibitions that depict the lifestyle and the habits of the locals represent one of the main reasons for visiting the site. In turn, the photographic archive or the explanatory panels provide the nuances needed to understand and know the daily life of the local population. The Guanche Past. Did you know that the 5-kilometer stretch of road between Masca and its beach was built by the island's former settlers? With their own hands, the Guanches forged a path that, today, is one of the favorite routes of the most adventurous. Their intention was to take advantage of the land closest to the coast to grow crops in less rugged areas and enjoy the innumerable benefits of the sea. Today, the trail attracts those who want to explore the depths of the town and its beach. Warning: book your visit to this dreamy spot in advance, as access is limited to a few visits every day due to the influx of visitors. Hiding place of pirates and privateers. Masca, at the time, was a refuge for the pirates and privateers who plundered the ships loaded with goods. They used this hideaway and set aside a place to repair their boats and rest between attacks. According to the legend, it could even have been the place they used to hide the hoards of treasure they looted from ships arriving from the Americas. Today, with no buccaneers, Masca remains a hideaway for visitors who want to immerse themselves in Tenerife's natural paradise. An adventure at a different height. By car, by bicycle, by public transport. Multiple alternatives and one pleasure: to explore this hidden gem in the mountains. Access to the town by car is easier and more convenient, as it allows you to stop at the viewpoints and picturesque places in the vicinity. From our Costa Adj hotels, Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife, you can reach Masca in around 40 minutes. However, the car park is limited to 2 hours. So you may want to go by public transport to set off on the path with complete peace of mind. Adrenaline junkies, on the other hand, also have their routes predefined to cycle from the Degollada de Chuf, 1,057 meters high, where they can observe the uniqueness of Masca and its surroundings. If you start the route from Buena Vista, you will face slopes of between 13 and 20%, making it one of the most vertiginous cycling routes in Tenerife. The path to paradise in northern Tenerife. Curves and distance from the Tenerife capital are not an obstacle for those who wish to travel the island from one end to the other. The journey of more than 100 kilometers promises an exciting experience, whose goal is a rural enclave set between the Green Mountains and the Atlantic Ocean. If you set off from Santa Cruz de Tenerife, you can opt for the north or south motorway. The first one is a shorter and slower journey, ideal if you want to appreciate the vastness of the landscape on the north side of the island. The second option, on the other hand, is quicker, as the municipality of Santiago del Tide is quickly reached via the TF1. From here, take the TF436 road downhill until you reach the entrance to Masca. This way, the excursion until you reach the village is 1.5 hours, although you can take longer if you stop at the area's laybys and viewpoints. Do you like adventures? Masca is one of the best things to do in Tenerife.